What's up, guys? It's me. It's your boy K Fitz, and you are tuned in to K Fitz Inspires. Here we go. Welcome back to the channel, guys. I am so excited to have you back here today. Today, we're going to continue our control series, part not one, not two, but three of the control series, creating triumphant, resilient lives. So today, I'm going to give you some more things that you can use that you have 100% control over. And my goal is that you take it, you use it, you elevate, and you go to that next level where you deserve to be at. Too often we think we don't have control of everything that's going on around us, and that's 100% correct. The problem for a lot of people is that they automatically think, because I can't control all, that I can't control some, and that's not true. You have to control what you can. So today I'm gonna give you a couple more things that you 100% control. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. Let's count it down and
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, here we go.
You have to control how you detox. How do you clear your mind from what's going on out in the world? There is way too much going on, way too much negativity, way too much for us to easily lock our eyes on and think that this is what society is. This is what society is going to be. And sometimes we just need a break. Aren't you tired of the office? Aren't you tired of always being in the house, cooped up? Aren't you tired of always turning on the news and seeing negativity, going on social media and negativity is always trending? Find your outlet to get away from everything crazy that is going on. I'm telling you, when you find a positive outlet that allows you to just clear your mind and reset, things get a lot easier. Number two, whatever you decide to feed yourself, that is what you're going to become. So if you decide that you want to look at all the negativity, all of the violence, all of the roughshod that's being ran out here, you're going to start to believe that that is what's going on. You're going to start believing that that is your world. Now, I'm not telling you that's not true, because you know, like I know, exactly what's going on right now. But it doesn't mean that you have to walk around every day worried and stressed. Feed yourself information that is encouraging, that is going to grow you, that is going to develop you. And I know a lot of people do not want to hear that right now, but it's the honest truth. Feed yourself what is going to build you up, what is going to grow you, what is going to make you smarter, what is going to compensate you, what is going to build those next to you that need to climb up with you. Be very, very careful of what you tell other people. Believe me, they may not tell you, but people are watching your moves. And when you are doing good, oh my goodness, all they see is opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. Quick story. So I started doing YouTube, my podcast, my blogs about 2, maybe 3 years ago. And when I first started doing it, I had people telling me, you're wasting your time. What you're doing does not look good in the military profession. You have no business doing this. You need to focus on doing your job and doing it well. Which I agree, you have to do it well. But let me tell you a piece that they didn't tell me. 2 years later, those same individuals who told me not to do it, they're doing it now. The Bible says it best. Never let that left hand know what that right hand is doing. It just does not work out well for you. My recommendation to you, control what you tell other people. Because what you tell them, you could be giving them ammunition that can prevent you from elevating to that next tier. I'm so thankful that I did not listen and I pursued what I wanted to do in life. Because if I didn't and I was starting now, I can't say that I would be where I'm at. Let's go to the next one. Control how you communicate. There was an article I was reading with quotes from George Washington when he first took over the Continental Army. And one of the things that he said amidst the officers in his command was that cursing was a no-no for him. You did not curse. And the reason why was because officers were supposed to be standard bearers. We were supposed to be the professionals in the room. Now, full transparency, when I'm having an off day, when something's not going right, you might catch me out in these streets dropping an A-bomb, an F-bomb, a D-bomb. But when I do it, it's not intentional. I let my emotions get in the way and I got to pull myself back in. So I encourage you, not just with cursing, but when talking to people, make sure that you are communicating in accordance with who you're talking to. Not everybody can receive a message if everything is full of anger and frustration. That doesn't always get the message across. Every person is different, and you have to communicate with the right leadership style, with the right communication style, that's going to get you the results that you're actually looking for. And that doesn't mean that in conversation you're not going to have to escalate or elevate to get your point across. But I'm going to tell you right now, the person that has to yell every single time, the person that has to curse somebody out every single time to make a point, that person is not always going to get what they want. If anything, you may have had what you wanted in the beginning before you decided that you wanted to turn up, you wanted to get lit, you decided you wanted to crack somebody across the head with your tongue. And next thing you know, what you wanted, it magically just... and now you got nothing. That's 100% on you. Control how you use that. Hustle hard, you gotta hustle hard. Don't never change, just who you are.